from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Week one of the NFL. We made it, folks. We made it. Been a while, but we made it. Joining us now to talk quarterbacks is Jeff Howe, NFL national insider for The Athletic. You can follow him at Jeff P. Howe. You should do it. Jeff, what up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing good, man.
We're doing well, man. For somebody like you that has to create content year-round and know how much interest there is all the time on football, how excited are you to get to week one?
I'll be a little more excited in about a day and a half when all my season preview stuff is out of the way, and then I can just focus on what's going on the rest of the weekend.
I got you. Well, let's start with probably something that took a lot of time for you, is the quarterback stock report going into week one. No surprise who's at the top of this thing in Mahomes. Maybe take us through the top five of the quarterbacks you think kind of going up, going down, and why.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool project that we're hoping is going to evolve throughout the course of the season, something we've actually been workshopping for the better part of a year. So excited to get it rolling, I think, today. And, yeah, Mahomes is number one. That's pretty easy. Number two and three, I thought there, you know, Josh Allen is two, Joe Burrow is three. At this time last year, I would have put Burrow at two, but Josh Allen really hasn't had any injury concerns, and Joe Burrow has had plenty of those. So that's why Allen got the nod over him. And then a lot of this, too, wasn't just necessarily my opinion or whatever. It was I've spent so much time talking to various teams around the league over the last 6-7 weeks. I tried to get a lot of their feedback to see where the landscape is. And, you know, we've got a cool story coming out tomorrow that's going to show a lot of that work, too. But we've got Lamar Jackson at four. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory coming off his second MVP. And then five was something that I certainly wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people disagreed with, but Aaron Rodgers, I mean, coming off of just four snaps, as we all know, last season, and the Jets are still a massive question mark, but just talking with people around the league, there's still so much respect for Rodgers and what he's potentially capable of, and if that line holds up, Aaron Rodgers is going to be an MVP candidate. But, you know, it's a massive unknown, and I think there were some fun decisions along the way. Certainly, like some tiers where you can you have 10 different people, you'll get 10 different results. But I think that's the fun part of it.
For sure. you know, I couldn't help but notice there's a lot I want to talk about, and I appreciate you joining us. You had CJ Stroud down a little bit, at number seven, not far, but
top 10 is great.
Top 10 is great, but I think Stroud, a lot of people are expecting to vault into the Mahomes, Allen, Burrow conversation. What do you think of the situation down in Houston?
I think it's outstanding. I can't believe how quickly C.J. Stroud, I mean, D'Amico Ryans, I think everybody knew that he had the tools to be an incredibly successful head coach. And there's a lot going on down there that's, you know, positive around D'Amico. But how quickly that D'Amico did that and helped turn it around. I mean, look at the way Nick Caserio has drafted. Very patiently kind of surrounding the roster with talent and guys who he knew would fit what they're trying to do. And then with Stroud coming on and playing as well as he did, I mean, nobody saw that coming as quickly as it was going to happen. And you look at the way that they took some of their lumps at the start of last season, it was fairly surprising to see him surge into play as well as just about any quarterback in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, down the stretch of the regular season, there's an argument to be made that Stroud was playing better than Mahomes. Now, I'm not saying that Stroud belongs in that conversation at all, but just the way that he was playing at the end of the regular season, he was playing as well as anybody. It's funny, like you said, that he's down, and I could, you could absolutely make the case that he could be as high as five. If you want to put him over Rodgers or certainly Herbert, I thought people would be mad that he was actually too high just because of how young he is. But yeah. Again, you know, some of that will show my reasoning for that. I don't mean to like be an old, you know, a giant tease here, but you know, we've got a league survey story coming out tomorrow, the third annual one that I've done. And you'll see why I had him, what I thought was pretty high. But I absolutely agree. He has the chance to probably get into that Allen Burrow Jackson category or tier by the end of the season. But, yeah, I mean, that was a fun one.
But Allen, okay, a guy who has a lot of talent, who does some great things. He does a lot of bad things for a guy of his caliber, like fumbles and turnovers all the time. A lot of players think he's overrated. Did that any of that stuff come into play?
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. And there was a good stretch of the first half of last season. Josh Allen made way too many mistakes. I thought he tried to do entirely too much. And the Bills made a lot of mistakes at the first half of last season, too. But then they went on, well, I think it was like a five-game winning streak against five pretty tough opponents, if memory serves. And he was outstanding. And he got himself right back into the heat of the MVP conversation. So the highs are certainly high. The lows have certainly some questions. And he still needs to prove that he can get over the hump in the playoffs. But, you know, I heard or I saw the player polls where some players think that he's overrated. Just, again, kind of my research and talking to coaches and high-ranking executives, you know, GM types across the league for the last month and a half or so, he is absolutely not overrated by that viewpoint.
Okay. Kind of the quarterback that everybody's so interested here. We're speaking with Jeff Howe here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Jeff at Jeff P. Howe, H-O-W-E, national NFL writer for The Athletic. The guy that everybody in Washington cares the most about is Jaden Daniels. And I gotta really say, I think this is a really fair assessment in your risers and fallers, kind of the quarterback stock market. He's got Jaden to start the year at 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a rookie quarterback going into something brand new offense, a lot of brand new pieces, that sounds totally right to me. He has a real opportunity, I would guess, to rise higher in your rankings. What do you make of Jaden this year?
I think very highly of him. And that goes back to probably December, maybe even November. You know, the quarterback draft class was such an important story last season that I started doing a lot of work on it probably late September, early October. And a big reason for that is, like, as I like to tell people, especially during draft time, when everybody's like, well, it's lying season, people are telling you this, and it's really that. I try to get as much of a consistent opinion starting in October if there's an important draft class, quarterback draft class coming up, just because when the answers or the responses or the feedback I'm getting in, like, let's say February start to change, then I can start to call people on it, because then I'm starting to wonder, all right, are you lying to me? Are you trying to sell me something that a bill of goods that doesn't exist here? So the opinion on Jaden Daniels really started to skyrocket late November, early December. I thought that he, you know, the debate between Jaden and Drake May at 2 and 3, I thought was fascinating. I didn't think there was a wrong answer. So I think he has a chance to be really special. We'll see how quickly he's able to get there, because there are still some questions, I think, on the offensive line. And certainly at the skill position players, you never know what you're going to get with a new coaching regime. The people I've spoken to around the league think extremely highly of what Adam Peters is doing. And I know Dan Quinn has an outstanding reputation, and something that's also close to home for you guys. I mean, the fact that Dan Quinn has left the Cowboys has a lot of people around the league very concerned that that team is ready for a crash landing because of the defensive changes. So that could be like a double win for the Washington crowd. But I think if you look at Jaden sitting there at 22, is his ceiling higher than Geno Smith? I think there's a very high probability of that. It might be higher than Baker Mayfield. I think if you ask, you know, 50 people around the league, would they rather have Jaden Daniels right now or Jared Goff? I would say that at least 70% would probably defer to Jaden. So, yeah, the ability for him to climb up the board is absolutely exists. But, you know, you look at Caleb Williams I have there at 19. That's the highest rookie. That might even be too high before any of these guys have played a game. But Looking, I thought what was really interesting, and I didn't even realize it necessarily as I was putting this together, but you look at quarterbacks 19 through 32, so that starts with Caleb Williams and goes down to Gardner Minshew. Every single one of those guys, except Anthony Richardson at 21, is either changing teams, head coaches, or offensive play callers. So there is a massive amount of the possibility for fluctuation in that 19 to 32 range, just because there's so much of an unknown because of these new circumstances they're all playing in.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty damn fascinating to see how much change there is, but what's going to be expected of these guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you surprised kind of by the excitement level that Anthony Richardson continues to garner?
A little bit, because he hasn't really shown it yet. Or, right. I mean, he showed the flashes, of course. No denying that. My biggest concern, as I think everybody should have, is he played, he had started four games last season, I believe it was, and I believe he was injured in at least three, if not all four of them. Now, they weren't all game-ending injuries, but they were injuries that caused him to at least stay down on the turf for a little bit longer than anybody on that Colts sideline would have liked. And he plays in, you know, sort of an aggressive style, certainly exposes him to bigger hits as a running or a quarterback who can run. So, yeah, he's going to prove that he can stay healthy. And you know, I had the category in there of the injury questions, and there's a pile of quarterbacks who have to prove they can stay healthy for a variety of reasons. So Anthony Richardson is, you look at the coaching job by Shane Steichen and that staff and Anthony Richardson's talent, and just kind of going back to my pre-draft evaluation from speaking to people around the league in 2023, you see why people think, a lot of people think that his ceiling is incredibly high. But yes, he has to go out and prove it.
Yeah, I mean, it's that simple. I wanted to switch to something else you wrote last week, because there continued to be speculation that like Bill Belichick was an option in Washington, despite pretty clear messaging from the organization, myself included, that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. They eventually hired Dan Quinn, like you said earlier. It's kind of silly. I watched the Miami-Florida game over the weekend, the college game, and the Hurricanes have this receiver, Restrepo, I think his name is, and just watching his game, I was like, oh my God, that's the ultimate Belichick wideout. And then I'm like, I wonder where Belichick's going to end up, because I don't think it's over for that dude. What does your reporting tell you?
I think it's a long shot that he winds up coaching again. But, you know, the one thing that you just truly cannot predict is this is an ownership decision. And it's certainly for somebody like Belichick. But, you know, something that I think goes overlooked is, you know, you can empower your general manager and or these committees that are on these head coaching searches, and you can take their feedback and you can respect it and you can trust it. But these head coaching hires are almost exclusively ownership decisions. Like this mm-hmm. comes down to the person up top making that call. So you can sit there and say, you know, if the Cowboys go one and done again, or if they don't make the playoffs, certainly Mike McCarthy's job would be in severe jeopardy. And you could sit there and say, all right, well, Jerry Jones is not going to give up GM responsibility. He's made that abundantly clear about 1,000 times. And Jerry Jones is not about to sit there and ignore Will McClay and his eye for talent that's gotten them into the position to win a dozen games, three straight regular seasons in a row. But you can't sit there and say, well, you know what? If Bill Belichick walks up and says, hey, look, I want to coach and I can lead this team to a potential Super Bowl over the next 2 or 3 years, you know, Jerry Jones might say, okay, you know what? If you want to coach and you let the personnel be up to me, I could go for that. And we know that Jerry is not afraid to make a bold decision. Now, going back to last hiring cycle, there was some flirtation between Belichick and the Falcons, but that thing was never nearly as close as a lot of people tried to portray that it was going to be. Certainly, as you guys saw with Washington, I agree with you there. That was even farther from happening than anything in Atlanta. And you just kind of, I heard all the reasons why. You know, they saw his inability to develop a quarterback in the post-Tom Brady era. And part of that was his handling of Tom Brady's departure or the events that led to Tom Brady's departure. You look at Belichick's potential inability, and I shouldn't say potential, Belichick's inability to really cater or empower a younger generation of players who want to be coached hard but don't want to be screamed at every hour of every day or during every meeting. I mean, that stuff goes a long way, and that stuff is real. And I've written this in the past because you have the older generation of football fans who will hear that. You know, they grew up and watched football be played a certain way, and it's like, oh, well, you know what? Suck it up and just take the hard coaching. That's just not the case anymore. So if you want to just say, you know what, you want to turn a blind eye to it, you're turning a blind eye to an incredibly important aspect of team building and player empowerment that's very important in today's NFL. And then you look at the way that Belichick mishandled Mac Jones for 2 years. You could pin it on the Matt Patricia promotion. You could pin it on any number of different things. But I can tell you with a high degree of certainty, that was not a situation conducive to any quarterback having success. And teams saw that. And then, you know, you're going to have, you know, I go back to the ownership, the importance of the ownership decision. But you're going to have front offices who are going to say, hey, like, let's not rip up our entire structure. And it's going to take a very stable organization to sit there and tell Bill Belichick, look, you're going to come in and you're going to coach only. Or if they really want to bend and say you can run personnel, you know, that's a short-term type of gamble. It's short-sighted because what's going to happen when Belichick turns 75 in 3 seasons or what have you and potentially wants to walk away? You know, Belichick on his side of it is tricky too because he needs 15 wins to pass Don Shula.
Yep.
And that if he goes to an organization that's ready to win now, and I think that's the only fit that would make any sort of sense. I don't see any reason for a team or for Bill Belichick to look at a long-term rebuild being the answer for him to get back on the sideline. It's what is his fastest path to 15 wins, and does that make the sense for Belichick, and does it make sense for the organization? So a lot of things are going to have to come together, which makes me think that, again, it's going to be a long shot that Belichick coaches again. But the one thing you just truly cannot predict is what's going through the mind of an owner and what happens over the next 4 months that may or may not sway an owner's decision in a degree that, you know, maybe we're not prepared to see.
I think when you look at him, he's proven that he's not that good at personnel. But if he walk into a building and they win anything, he's getting the credit. And a lot of these owners don't want that to happen either.
Or the GMs.
The GMs damn sure don't want that. If he walks in, they're number 2 anyway.
Hey, Jeff, last one. This is from the Banana Land Factory. But there are a lot of folks guessing that if it doesn't go great for Mike McCarthy and Dak and the Cowboys this year, that you see Deion and Shador land into Dallas. What do you make of that?
Honestly, it's a very similar answer to the Belichick one, where you have no idea what Jerry's going to be thinking in terms of, like, all right, if they truly need to blow it up and start in a brand new direction, Deion would be a fascinating hire. Deion still needs to prove a lot of things at the college level. I mean, I did some work on this last season too, and it was when they started 3-0, and it was like, okay, does this guy have head coaching ability in the NFL? And the teams I spoke to said, yeah, I mean, you owe it to yourself if he puts himself in that spot where he does want to come to the league. You owe it to yourself to at least inquire for an interview just to see where his head's at. Does they think that his model can translate from college to the NFL? And if they think that it's possible, yeah, go after him. But, you know, the caveat there was, yeah, they're 3-0 against three kind of bad teams. What's going to happen when they play Oregon? What's going to happen when they play Washington? What's going to happen when they play these harder teams? And we saw what happens. You know, they weren't nearly as good as they showed in September. But now that he's had an extra year to recruit and go through the transfer portal and stuff like the NIL stuff that he's clearly very good at, we might see different results. So I absolutely believe that if any team thinks that Deion Sanders could be a valuable head coach, at minimum, you owe it to yourself to reach out and see if he's interested in an interview. And if it goes beyond that, I think that'd be an awesome storyline. Him going to Dallas would be outstanding. So if it happens, that'd be a fun one.
It'd be wild, but it wouldn't necessarily shock me. You know what I mean?
Nah, I won't.
Jerry's wild. Deion's wild. The whole world's wild. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us, man. Hopefully we can do it again as the season keeps going.
Sounds good, guys. Keep in touch. Thanks for having me.
All right. Jeff Howe from The Athletic. Really good info there. Give him a follow at Jeff P. Howe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.